Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. So, today we are continuing to discuss the topic of the challenge of the unreached people. And just to remind you, and for those who are joining us for the first time, we are living in a very exciting times. Yes, Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. However, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. The largest unreached people group is Muslims. And our goal must be establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people groups, especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. So the important point is extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Okay, so now we are going to continue and let you know that the unreached, unengaged people groups are those groups that don't have a missionary or Christians actively reaching out to the people within these groups. Let me make the picture clearer by mentioning that the Christian leaders in America and pastors today, we need to pray for them because even though God gave them technology and manpower, they haven't reached many unreached people groups, especially among Muslims. But the good news is the remaining unfinished task is small when you compare it to the rich resources God gave the church in America today. So why I'm saying that? I'm saying that because maybe God can use you to pay your pastor's attention and to pay some of the Christian leaders' attention and help them. When you identify unreached people group, help them to have a vision and help them to invest some of the resources, technology, technical support, financial support that God brings the church, invested in reaching one unreached people groups. So we need to feel the urgency, have a vision, resolve, obedience to Christ. Why? Because we are responsible, you and me. You can't throw all the responsibility on the pastors and Christian leaders. Why? Because they are doing so many good things, so many wonderful things, especially teaching us the Bible, helping us to grow spiritually. But you and I, we need to be good stewards, to use our time and the gifts God gave us, the resources and the blessings God has given us. God gave each one of his children something that can be used to accomplish his goals in making disciples of all nations. And when we talk about unreached people group, it is a people group within which there is no indigenous community of believing Christians able to evangelize their people group. I'm trying to make the picture clear. God has given you and me a task that can be completed in our days. We are living now in the generation, I believe, that will finish the task of sharing Jesus with all unreached people groups. Very exciting. Every day in my life is an exciting day because as I am surrendering my life to God, as I am striving, making every effort to obey God and to listen to Him and to walk by faith, God gives me things to do that will expand His kingdom. Very exciting. Okay, now I have to share with you some good news. In the past 10 years, our pastors, I'm talking here pastors in America and the mission organizations in America, sent thousands of full-time workers. And together, they planted thousands of churches among unreached people groups. I am so grateful that God has been using our ministry to extend the gospel among unreached people groups and to win many Muslims to Christ in areas where the gospel never been shared and communicated before. You know, maybe in the future, I need to talk a little bit about what God has been doing in and through our ministry. I haven't been doing that for a while, but maybe I should share some of our personal testimony and experience because that might give you a good example to share with your Christian leaders and pastors and will give you a more clear picture of what ministry is all about. Okay, so now we are living in the generation that will finish the task of sharing Jesus with all people groups. Nobody can get the job done by himself, and no church does it alone, but together we can be used to accomplish the unfinished task. Pastors and Christians in America should partner with ethnic Christians. Why? Because together we can do what neither of us can do alone. But I want to emphasize to you, we are living in a very exciting time. Because God, you know, God is the one who's doing everything, of course, working behind the scene. God is preparing an army. All over the world, including in America, to finish the task of establishing churches among unreached people groups. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for using us. Thank you, God, for working on our lives. Thank you, God, for the trials and sufferings that you allow to come to our lives that makes us more in harmony with your eternal plans and causes us to focus more on you and on serving you and on your kingdom than focusing on building our kingdom on earth. Thank you, God, for everything that you are doing in our lives and the plan to do through our lives. You made our lives meaningful, interesting, even exciting many times.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention, I would love to speak at your fellowship to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively, including Muslims, so your fellowship can be used to expand God's kingdom. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.